Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, my name is Brian Anthony Davis, the podcast producer here at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. That's where you get 25 original podcasts on the podcast side every single week. Actually, more. Sometimes there's breaking news and we're going to break in to let you know what's going on. And that's what really happens on the editorial side as well on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. You're going to see everything first. If it's breaking news, if it's commentary, if it's film room study, whatever you want when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's a possibility, actually not really a possibility, it's almost a guarantee that you're going to find it on there at BTSC. So definitely, even though the Steelers are struggling, does not mean that you don't want news. You bleed that black and gold. So be sure to check us out each and every day. Now, each and every week, you're checking us out here on The Rooting Guide. And it's the show that just tells you who to root for each and every week for Yinzer's sake. So what does that mean? Well, I get it. A lot of fans of the Steelers are throwing in the terrible towel right now on the season, and they're enduring the rest of the season in preparation for next year. Some are going away altogether. But with a rooting guide, we have to present a scenario in which maybe the Steelers start winning again. Because that's always possible. It's happened in the past. I know this team seems in disarray. So, with that being said, the Steelers definitely need to control their fate against the Baltimore Ravens this week, a team they always seem to get up for. Other contests around the league still matter to the Steelers Nation. Should the Steelers find a way to turn this season around? I know a lot of you think, well, that's unlikely. But, you know, we've got to think here at the Rooting Guide that that's a possibility. There's always hope. Here's a guide to other significant matchups and whose losses the Steelers would definitely benefit from more. If the season did end today, the Steelers would be the 12th seed in the AFC. So let's take a look at the current AFC picture going into week 13. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 16 at 2-9. They are down one notch from last week's 15. The Texans of Houston are 15, down a notch from 14. They too are 2-9. The Jets, they are 3-8, courtesy of a win last week. They are up two big notches out of the cellar. Isn't that a Rat album? I think it is. Now, they are number 14. The Miami Dolphins had a win last week as well. They are 5-7 and creeping up. They remain at number 13, though. Down four big notches, yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers, your Pittsburgh Steelers, at 5-5-1. But take a look at how close they are to number 7. So there's a chance for them to leap up if everything goes their way. The Browns of Cleveland are number 11. Last week, they were number 10. At 6-6, they're down one notch. Also down one notch at 6-6, it's the Indianapolis Colts. down 9-10. The Las Vegas Raiders are 6-5. Last week, they were number 11, so they're moving on up. Despite having a lot of stuff going on that could rip that team apart, but apparently they're not ripping. And number 8, up 4 big notches, basically changing places with the Steelers, or the Broncos at 6-5. The Los Angeles Chargers, they would be wild card number 3, and they would get an opportunity to visit the New England Patriots. Number 6, it's the Buffalo Bills. They would be wild card team number 2. Here's a team that you don't like to see up there, but by destroying the Pittsburgh Steelers last week, the Cincinnati Bengals, they are number 5. They are 7-4, and at this point, they would be wild card number 1 and visit the team that is in the 4th position, and that is also a 7-4 team, the Kansas City Chiefs. Last week, they were number 4. Just like the Bengals, they remain in the same spot. They would win the AFC West and, like I said, host Cincy. At number 3, it's the Tennessee Titans. They are down 2 big notches, courtesy of that loss to the New England Patriots. At 8-4, they would still win the AFC South, and they would host the Buffalo Bills. And number 2, it's the New England Patriots. They are 8-4. Last week, this team was number 3. Remember when they were number 10 for the longest time of the season? Man, Bill Belichick is really kicking it in. This team would win the AFC East, and they would go ahead and host the Los Angeles Chargers. The Baltimore Ravens, courtesy of their win last week, another squeaker, it does not matter. They are the number 1 seed right now. Of course, they play the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. They are 8-3. Last week, number 2. This week, number 1 for Harbaugh's Ratbirds. So there you have it. That's the way it looks. Now, how can this week's games move that all around and benefit Pittsburgh? Gonna tell you right here. Let's start out with the Chargers at the Bengals. What a fantastic game. This is the game that I want to watch when I'm waiting for 425 to roll around and see the Steelers play. The Chargers have to travel all the way across the country. They don't always do that well. The Chargers and the Bengals, the last 2 weeks, have defeated the Steelers on their home turf. That is not the Steelers' home turf. The Steelers were on the road in both of these games. If the Steelers have a hope to get back into the mix, and that's why we're doing this, even though you might say, look, why are you even doing this? They don't have a chance. They have a chance. They're going to need to see Cincinnati lose first. Now throw in the fact the Bengals are a natural rival, and this one becomes a definite no-brainer. Who to root for? Los Angeles Chargers, charge. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da. Indianapolis Colts at Houston Texans. The Colts, well, they've made their way ahead of the Steelers in the conference standings, and the semi-surging Indy team would need to stumble like it's September. So you've got to take the bull by the horns, Texans. That's your mascot, isn't it? So the Houston Texans need to win this game to kind of knock the surge out of the Colts. Denver Broncos at Kansas City Chiefs, Sunday, 1 p.m. on CBS. This is a really interesting game, too. The Chiefs are now back on top of the division, and while it seems natural to root for them to go down like we have almost every single week, the Chiefs losing kind of crowds the AFC even more. So the Broncos need to plummet again and get behind the Steelers in the listing of the top 7. So you got to think about this. You don't want to root for KC. Who to root for? Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, it doesn't sound right, does it? Oh, there's another one like that too. New York Giants and Miami Dolphins. Now, just a few weeks ago, the Dolphins were dead last in the American Football Conference. Now, what's happened to this team from South Beach? They have the same number of wins as the Steelers. Therefore, this game is significant again. You got to root for the Daniel Jones-less New York Giants in this game. And I think you knew that going in, but it's the Giants. That team bores me. Philadelphia Eagles at New York Jets. Speaking of boring, snore. The only way that this game is significant if you are a Steelers fan, it's if you're looking for the Men of Steel to tank for a draft choice. Come on, we can't do that. The Rooting Guide does not endorse losing for the sake of draft position. I don't advocate that either. So, who to root for? E-A-G-L-E-S. Fly, Eagles, fly. Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, that just wasn't natural either. Washington football team at Las Vegas Raiders, Sunday 4:05 on Fox. The WFT could help the Steelers by making crazy Vegas crap out. Who writes this stuff? Gosh. Who to root for? Washington football team. The Jaguars at the Rams, Sunday at 4:25 p.m. on CBS. See Jets against the Philadelphia Eagles above. Otherwise, only watch this game if you love football. The only people watching this game, because the Steelers are going to play opposite at 4:25, will be those three Jaguar fans and anyone that roots for Los Angeles. Monday, December 6th, it's Monday Night Football, and this one is a dandy, my friends. New England Patriots at Buffalo Bills, Monday, 8:15 p.m. on ESPN. ESPN had no idea this would be such a pivotal game when they scheduled it. But just like the KC game against the Broncos, the Steelers, should they win, well, they're better off seeing the Bills fail here. Sure, it seems wrong to root for New England. We don't like Belichick. We don't like the hoodie. We don't like everything. But when you look at the rooting guide, somebody has to win the AFC East. It's probably going to be the Pats, so they're there. So you got to move the Bills out of the top seven altogether, and this is the game that could definitely do that. So, the rooting guide says it's the play here. I gotta say it. Who to root for? I can't be enthusiastic, but I'm gonna say it. New England Patriots. So there's a lot of you thinking, I would never root for the Patriots or the Chiefs, bad. Never do it. Well, for the Steelers' sake, you kind of need to this week. You don't have to be happy about it. It's like going to your mother-in-law's all the time for holidays. You just have to do it for your own sake. So for Yinzer's sake, this is what you gotta do. So what do you think? Who do you like for here? Let us know in the comments section in the article or on BTSC social media. In the meantime, you gotta grab that terrible towel, twirl it around, and start rooting.